This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana State Police have charged 23-year-old Vontico Anderson with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Ville Platte City Marshal Barry Giglio. Giglio and other law enforcement officers were executing a search warrant on a known drug house in Ville Platte Monday night when gunfire rang out. State Trooper Thomas Golson says that Anderson was taken into custody that night and booked with drug and weapons charges. A recent study on teacher salaries finds starting pay for Louisiana teachers is among the highest in the South, yet overall pay for teachers is among the lowest. Counsel for Better Louisiana President Barry Irwin says the study shows public school teacher salaries do not grow very much over time.
I'm going to be here for 15, 20 years, and I'm only going to be making a minimal amount more than I'm making now or more than a starting teacher next to me is making. You know, that's not a good incentive to stay.
Irwin says the data shows that the average salary growth potential for teachers in Louisiana is the second lowest in the region, ahead of only Alabama. He says in most cases, the difference is only about $10,000 between a first-year teacher and a 20-year veteran.
When we have teacher shortages and having a hard time retaining teachers who are already in the classroom, this is a structural problem that I think needs to be a part of the teacher pay raise conversation.
Irwin says salary hikes on a percentage basis instead of across-the-board pay raises is one way to address the situation.
If we continue to give only across-the-board pay raises, we keep this very compressed salary growth issue in play.
And he says local school systems need to offer differential pay mechanisms to address hard-to-fill positions and reward high-performing teachers. Six white former law enforcement officers in Mississippi have pleaded guilty to federal civil rights offenses against two black men who were brutalized during a home raid that ended when an officer shot one of the men in the mouth. The charges were unsealed Thursday as the former police officers appeared in federal court. Court documents say some of the officers called themselves the Goon Squad because of their willingness to use excessive force and to not report it. U.S. Attorney Merrick B. Garland says the officers tortured and inflicted unspeakable harm on their victims. They also face state criminal charges, including assault, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a community service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.